So here comes our next question. To be or not to be is a quote from the famous Shakespearean play A. Romeo and Juliet, B. Macbeth, C. Hamlet, or D. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's an easy one. Hamlet.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's see if you can answer the next question just as easily. Imagine you are striving for a degree in the humanities. What can you do with it later on?
I'm pretty sure all of you have come across this question before.
Yeah, and it's a really big question, to be honest.
It is, and that's why we're here today. We will try to break the question down and show you approaches that might help you to get closer to your own answer.
The three of us will talk about how work experience during your studies can help you to develop more concrete ideas of what your future might look like.
So, who are we? I'm Sarah, I'm a member of the Student Council of English Studies, and with me here today are...
Hi, I'm Francesca, and I work for the Students' Office at the Institute of English Studies.
And I'm Caroline. I work as a freelance translator. All of us are English majors in our fifth semester. So, to start with, Sarah, as a student council, what do you actually do?
I help students, and I introduce them to student and university life, but I also work as a mediator between them and the teachers if there are any problems. The best part of all is, though, that we do all the party planning, but I guess that's not so different from what you do, Francesca, right?
Well, unfortunately, we don't do any party planning, but counseling is a big part of our work, and we also help the students to get on in their life at university, and we plan most of the exams and do the administration work that is needed in the bachelor's program.
So I'm really the only one whose job has absolutely nothing to do with university.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Like I said before, I'm a freelance translator. I translate promotional blogs for real estate agents. I translate from English and German into French, and French is my native language. And so how did you two get your jobs? I mean, I just simply saw an ad and I applied and that's how I got in. But I imagine that for you two, it's something completely different.
Yeah, that's completely true. I was lucky. I didn't have to go through any application process. I was simply asked by one of my professors and he thought I would make a good member of the team and asked me whether I wanted to join them.
See, and that's still different from how I got my job. I applied to be a member of the student council and then you're elected and if enough people vote for you, you're in. What I like about it and what's useful is that I develop general working skills and I gain insight into university life and how it works as a business. The part I like the most though is working in a team and cooperating and learning how to do so. But also learning how to take responsibility for your own projects, whether they're good or whether they failed. But I can't keep on doing that forever.
Yeah, but I have the same problem. I mean, I might be able to do administration work for the rest of my life, but that's really not what I want to do. I would rather like to be involved in something that has to do with the arts or go towards teaching or...
So this really has nothing to do with what you're doing currently,
No, I wouldn't say it like that, because the skills that you acquire, you can make use of them in pretty much any future job. I mean, you learn how to communicate and how to work in a team. And as Sarah mentioned before, you learn to take responsibility if you fail. But I imagine that's pretty much the same in your job, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, For me, my road is more clear than for you too. I really want to do translation as a profession. So this job is really giving me the perfect insight into what my future might look like. And now I know that I have the abilities to be a translator and I also know how to organize myself. The only problem that I have with my job is really that it's not completely what I want to do in the future. I really want to do literary translation. That is, I want to translate more complex text or literature.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I mean, whether you do a literary translation or whether you translate promotional blogs, the skills that you can learn now, I mean, you will have to use them either way. knowing how to organize yourself and knowing your capacities that will remain important.
It's really close to what you're doing already.
Yeah.
And I think your special skills will bring you further in the other job later on. The most important part about all of our jobs is, I guess, to say that we all develop general skills that we can transfer into the workplace.
Yeah, well, and I think that's also a nice way of bringing our podcast to an end. To sum it up, we can really say that the best advice to give to you is just go out there and find something to do. Just do something.
Absolutely. Whether it's a job you want to do later on or not, either way, it will benefit you in your life and get you further.
Yeah, so we thank you for listening today. And unfortunately, our time is already up. So until next time. Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway.